Isaiah chapter 55, verses 1 to 3. Come, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and he who has no money, come buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk, without money and without price. Why do you spend your money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which does not satisfy? Listen diligently to me, and eat what is good, and delight yourselves in rich food. Incline your ear, and come to me, hear, that your soul may live. It is safe to say that we all know what it is like to experience hunger, and likewise we all know what it is like to eat a meal and not feel satisfied. The Bible uses this powerful symbol of food and drink to point us to the fact that there is a hunger and a thirst within us that is deeper than physical hunger and thirst. We all agree that our bodies hunger to be satisfied, but our souls hunger even more. Every person who lives works to satisfy physical and spiritual hunger. But it is very important to know that there are only two banquet tables from which to eat: the table that the world offers and the table of the Lord. The table of the world can be costly and unsatisfying, but the table of the Lord is full of abundant mercy and grace. In our scripture reading, we hear the gracious call from the Lord to come to his table and taste of his excellent provisions, which are freely given to all who are spiritually hungry. The Lord is saying, come and partake of the water of life and drink deeply of its life-giving properties. Eat what is good. We also gather from the reading that there are four invitations. We are invited to: 1. Come, draw near to God. 2. Buy, do not hold back, because it is free. 3. Eat. God is to be experienced. He is the food, life and joy for the soul. 4. Enjoy, delight yourself in the Lord. So the question we need to ask ourselves today: why spend money on what is not bread, and your labor on what does not satisfy? The answer is given to us. Listen diligently to me, and eat what is good, and delight yourselves in rich food. Incline your ear, and come to me, hear, that your soul may live. Our prayer is that you may heed the invitation and be able to say with the psalmist in Psalm 16, verse 11, you make known to me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Please join us next week.